It has happened. The time has come. That's right, the first Perfect Tens of Season 26, Dancing with the Stars. I'm excited, we're excited. That's not all we're talking about. We have fan shoutouts, team dances, and two couples going home tonight. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Ow.
Ooh.
What y'all trying to do?
Okay.
24 karat magic in the air.
Alright, guys. I just want to sing all night now. All right. But we won't. We're talking dance. Welcome back to the So You... No, not So You... dancing shows, American Idol, what? Welcome back to season 26 of Dancing with the Stars Athlete Edition. Guys, it is week two and we are halfway done with the season.
Wow. Halfway done.
That's but crazy.
We have so much to talk about, but first, I'm your host, Morgan Willett, and next to me is my lovely host.
I am Carla Renata, the curvy film critic, and next to me on my left is...
Oh, hey! Thanks for that intro, girl! I am Teague Dooley Panko, and I'm happy to be here.
Happy to be here, and so am I, y'all. I'm Scotty Jordan.
Scotty! Oh my gosh, guys. Well, first of all, there's so much going on. We had team dances tonight, we had individual dances, two more people going home. What did you guys think of second episode of this season?
You know... It was okay. Mm-hmm, I was kind of living for the team dances. I like when they start, you know, stepping it up and it's not just, you know, the competition thing going on. So
I feel you. Mm-hmm. I thought it was interesting. I thought it was a good show. I wasn't wowed, per se, and I wasn't disappointed, but it was a good show.
I agree. It was a good show, but let's keep in mind that they had a lot. They had two dances each. Mm-hmm. Second week of the show, right. That's a lot. So we'll see. We'll see what happens.
Look at you giving them a pass.
I got two.
They were thrown in the flame this season.
They really were. And then no one forget that Scotty is our behind the scenes expert. So he's there. He sees firsthand what these people go through. Yep. So we trust you. They went through a lot.
A lot.
I mean, two dances. Let's start with individual dances. Mm-hmm. Very first up, we had Josh and Sharna. They did a pasodoble to the Plaza of Execution. Mm-hmm. What did... Carla, you start. I'm going to let you take away this one.
You know, I don't have a whole lot to say about this one. Okay. I felt the dance felt very awkward. Mm-hmm. Josh felt very awkward. And I was actually surprised by that because he did so incredibly well last week. It just felt very awkward to me. And I think that... ultimately, their scores kind of reflected that. Yep. And that's all I have to say about it.
I absolutely agree. I think that there was a lot of technique, and that didn't play to his strengths. Mm-hmm. And it was very technical, and that's kind of a lot to throw at someone. So I think that it looked... I hate to say it, but it looked a little bit Fred Flintstone-y for me.
I agree.
You know, it just looked a little bit like we were... And I thought it was interesting. One of the judges said that they thought that he had... he was grounded, and I thought almost opposite. I thought that he was kind of not balanced and didn't have her completely this week. So that was surprising to me. I think it was not as good as their first week, which also I disagreed with the judges. They said it was equally as good as last week, and I just don't agree. But I do think it was a good performance. Wasn't very impressed. The footing didn't land for me, so that's where he didn't look as confident as he was the first week for me.
Yeah, ladies, I totally agree. He was not as confident, but he also said, you know, he was under a lot of pressure. Mm-hmm. He had two dances. He went back to Washington to train, and like he went first. That's hard. And I agree. I didn't really like the dance.
Right. I'm with you guys. I think it was a good start of the show. Mm-hmm. I thought it was entertaining, but it seems like he was being so aggressive that he was just throwing things away.
Right.
It was almost like a little too aggressive with the posing to me.
It was interesting because at one moment, and I said this to Scotty, at one moment, she went to kick in front of his face and he went like this. I'm like, well, no, I mean, you can't be backing up when somebody's kicking in front of you in the dance.
Yeah.
Like, what did you think was going to happen? She was going to take you out with a heel?
Yeah, like, right. And especially, it's hard to follow up their routine from last week. Their routine last week was
so
insane.
Flawless.
So
it was flawless.
Good.
Insane. So it's hard to, you know, especially when you're expecting to see that again. So.
Right.
He could definitely use a few more hours of rehearsal practice.
I agree.
Yeah.
And I would love to know how many hours he actually did get to rehearse with football practice. practice and all that, I feel like it was not that much.
No. You know, and I forgot, that's a good point. I forgot that he went back, because in the package they showed that he left to go to go to practice. So, you know, these athletes, they're doing all this stuff. Insane. And they're trying to do Dance with the Stars too, and this is an abridged version at that. So, I mean, under the circumstances, they're all doing really great, I think.
I agree.
Yeah, it was awkward.
Yeah. I mean, high school scores, I would have to say, reflected that. So a 7, 7, 8, and an 8 for a total of 30 out of 40. So, I mean, decent, not good, not bad, but yeah, I think they were appropriate.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Okay. Absolutely.
Well, moving on, we have Jennie and Keo. They did a cha-cha to Do It Like This. And this was the routine that had the kind of controversy of she didn't like the song choice, so they switched it up last minute. Mm-hmm. I'll start with this one. This just lacked all sorts of flow and swag and every type of rhythm. As Carla would say, I would say this was Rhythmless Nation.
Oh.
It was pretty rough.
Oh, with a big ol' R. With a big ol' R in. Oof.
Yeah, it was.
Go ahead.
Oh, no. You.
Baby, she looked like she was running through the mud through them pigs at the farm. I just was like, oh, I can't. I was like, Miss Thing, the only thing that looked good is when she was flinging that hair and swinging them hips. I'm like, bless her heart, poor little baby. I just knew. But when I saw that they were going to do this dance, I just knew that this would be something that she would thrive at. And I was like, them feet didn't have no follow through when she would do the arc. I'm like, right. And them arms was just kind of like, even with the arms supposed to be out, I'm like, oh, no, baby.
I wrote my note that it reminded me of, like, zombie hands.
Like, you know what I call those? T-Rex arms.
You do.
That is what I call a good T-Rex arm, and she is executing that T-Rex flawlessly. Yeah, however, not quite right for this routine of cha-cha. I thought that she just, oh my gosh, it was stumbly for me. Mm-hmm. And I think she looked incredible. She looked amazing. That's a really great outfit on her. She's got a bomb body.
Yeah.
She looked flawless.
Hot.
And apparently she was more comfortable. I did want them to reveal what the original song was.
Was that inappropriate?
Because
it's ABC. It's ABC.
Anything that they choose would have been clean. So exactly. I was surprised that something would be so outside of her comfort zone.
But you know, let's not forget that ABC is owned by Disney. Disney is the parent company for ABC.
Right.
Yeah. So,
let's also not forget that her husband and three kids are sitting in the audience. And I saw the husband at rehearsal, too. So all I'm saying is maybe, and like Carrie Ann said, I agree with her choice to stay. You know, that song didn't represent who she was. I love that she, like,
stood up for herself. Yeah.
But, like Carrie Ann said, it showed in the dance. Because they started, Thursday?
And this is Monday.
Wow.
And this is Monday. That's a lot going on.
Yeah. They learned this routine Thursday.
But do they typically have spouses come for rehearsal?
Not usually.
Oh.
Huh. So I wonder if the husband was like, hey, wait a second, I don't like that song. It makes me uncomfortable. I don't know.
I feel like that.
I'm just throwing it out there.
But you know what? If he did that, then he's throwing his wife under the bus for the competition, and that's not cute.
Well, we don't know any of that. Yeah, but
I'm just saying, we're speculating. Allegedly.
We're speculating.
Speculation.
Also imagine, you know, the little girl at the house seeing mom doing this to this song. You know what I mean?
Yeah, true. Maybe. But
what's
felt
the
weird.
Difference? I mean, a song could be kind of risque, but I feel like it's the moves that would be, you know, like, who's really listening to these song lyrics?
Right. Well, we don't know what the song was. True. That's why I need to know.
ABC, let us know. Release the press release.
Please. I need to know what the original song was.
That was a lot going on.
Well, Scotty, any more thoughts about this dance? We didn't get a touch on you.
Yeah, like I said, I think I agreed, you know, with what she did and stood up for who she was, but yeah, definitely not the dance for me.
I agree. Well, the judges seem to agree with us, because a 6, 7, 7, and a 6 for a total of 26, so one of the lower scores of the night, which I felt those scores were appropriate,
yeah.
If not almost lenient.
Yep, both, all that.
And I mean, Bruno actually said that it was a bad night for her, which you know that
which
it's...
Which, that makes me kind of happy, because at least we're getting some realness from the judges. I feel like sometimes this season they're being a little fluffy.
Mm-hmm. I love that, a little fluffy.
All right, well, moving on, we have Kareem and Lindsay. They did a salsa to La Malanga. I mean, he's just precious, guys. Was it the best dance?
Oh, yeah, he was great.
No.
But I smiled the whole time.
You can't help but smile.
This is the thing. what I appreciated about him this week is that we got to learn a little bit more about him. Yeah. Remember last week I was like, okay, he was married, had some kids or something. He spoke about his grandparents, so I knew I mean, not grandparents, but granddaughter, so I knew I was right. Yeah. having said that, he talked about his father being from the Caribbean, that they grew up in that. Harlem. He showed Lindsay those videos of the dancers at the Savoy and gave her like a little history lesson on dancing in Harlem, which I appreciate that. And he said that music was a big part of his life and that his father was an avid dancer. Now, what's really interesting to me about that is that, you know, when it comes to siblings and children and things, not every sibling gets everything that the parents have going on for them. And so there's that. But I felt like he was a little better this week than he was last week.
I agree. Yeah, I agree with that.
I feel like, I feel like he was giving a shoulder action in the second half of that day. He was like,
Can we talk about his shimmy with his whole body
baby shaking? He was giving you shimmy for Jesus. He was
like, 2 inches of shimmy.
I love a good shimmy for Jesus.
Yes, shimmy for Jesus. But I, you know, it's like you said, Scotty, it made me smile. It was nice to learn something else about him. And I feel like the judges are not harsh on him, they're extremely lenient, as you mentioned, Morgan, but I feel like they do so out of respect for his career and what he has accomplished in his life. So,
well, and I agree with you, but do you also feel like it's his age that's why they're doing that?
Nope, because there's been people older than him on that show. Cloris Leachman, remember her?
That's a great point.
I'm just saying.
That's a great point.
But when people talk legendary, I mean, Kareem is an absolute legend, and I think everybody on that show realizes it, so I think that's why, you know, people are more lenient. However, I think he did great this week, and I was worried when I saw her on top of...
Oh, yeah, Haley. Can we touch on that? She was on someone's shoulders.
She was on Haley's shoulders. And I originally, when I first saw it, I was like, oh no, this is going to be hokey. And then I ended up loving it. I actually really liked it. I don't know how you guys feel about it, but I think it was really cool. I think it was cool for them to be kind of on the same level. Yeah. He actually moved like...
Right.
Because you can't imagine having, like, he probably doesn't have, well, he might because of basketball, but you don't have a lot of people that are that height or, like, you can ever look right in the eye without looking down.
Yeah.
So it's probably good for him to be able to move his body and not have to look down and be worried about where he is. So I thought it was really cool for her to think of that. It was really outside of the box. First time it was done. And I liked it.
I liked it as well. And Aaron actually made a comment when they went up to get the scores that Lindsay needs to get a lot of credit for what's happening with Kareem, because that's got to be so hard to come up with some type of dance for someone who is that tall. So we got to give her a lot of credit as well.
Absolutely.
I think she definitely has had the biggest challenge this season, and with choreography has knocked it out of the park doing that. So big props to her.
Yeah.
I mean, the judges, they definitely, I think we're pretty fair at their scores. 2 sevens, 2 sixes for a total of 26. Maybe I could have tossed in like one more seven because he smiled the whole time. But like, it's fine. Whatever. We'll go with those scores. Speaking of scores and fun things and podcasts and our awesome AfterBuzz TV host, who was on Dancing with the Stars, may we all remember Maria Menounos.
That's right. Well, hey, want to have fun, learn, and grow in all areas of your life? Well, for those who do, have we got the podcast for you? Conversations with Maria Menounos podcast edition is hosted by our AfterBuzz TV founder and drops every Friday on iTunes. Conversations with Maria Menounos features celebrity and influencer interviews along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of life, from health and wellness to career, relationships, finances, and more. Let our Maria be the big sister you've always wanted. Just go to iTunes and subscribe to Conversation with Maria Menounos for free. Be sure to rate and comment, and when you do, let Maria know it was us that sent you there. Conversations with Maria Menounos podcast edition. Check it out.
Check it out. Guys, don't forget to tell that the Dancing with the Stars panel sent you, so we get the props, because we like to be narcissists sometimes.
That's right.
Let them know.
Okay. Let them know.
Back to not talking about ourselves. Dance number four, we had Chris and Whitney, the Viennese Waltz to Next to Me. Okay, I'm sorry. New favorite. I think he is fantastic.
Yeah.
He's great.
I thought he knocked this out of the park. I thought it was I wrote smooth and sexy. I agree. What did Bruno say? Waltzing heartthrob. There we go. That sums it up. Yeah. Carla, what'd you think?
You know, I agree. I agree that he did really well this week, as he did last week. But I did notice that whenever he was doing something with her involving a lift, or where they had to do something where both of their hands were clasped, that he would hunch over just a little tiny, teeny bit. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure if it's because he feels like she's short and he has to come over to where she is. I'm not sure what that is. But I was like, I'm going to need you to stand up straight. Just stand up straight. Rashad was talking about how when he was on the show, that the biggest challenge for him with that particular dance was the heel leads. And he said that, you know, Chris did a really good job with that. And my favorite comment of the night is when Lynn said that, what did he say? When in Hold You Got Sway. I'm like, does that mean swag? What is
swing,
that?
Swag. Then we got it a lot swing, of other terms. Yeah. And then
like I'm, but his footwork was really good. Mm-hmm. And I enjoyed it. I enjoyed that dance very much.
Yeah. It was a good dance. I thought he did really well. You know, I'm going to say some good, bad, ugly here. Hit a savage. Hamburger hands.
Hit a savage.
You guys.
He was fierce, but you a savage.
Hamburger hands are real. And they're a real epidemic in this country right now. And we need to talk about it, okay? This is what I call a hamburger hand. Uh-huh. And it ruins the line for me. So that's... it's. Oh, we're watching it right now. We just saw it. It's real. It's real. I told you guys.
Oh,
okay.
My God.
Anyways, like okay. This. Hamburger hands, that's a problem. But that's an easy fix.
He it just is needs an easy to, fix.
So, okay, that's one thing. And then also, I do think when he was... When there it is, when he was, then when they were turning, he was looking. His eyes were very distracting because he was way too far in the distance. Yeah. I'm not even sure where he was supposed to be looking at the time, but he just looked like I was getting dizzy looking at him through the camera. So I think that I needed a little bit more focus from the eyes. Mm-hmm. However, okay, those are the bad ugly. He was really great in Hold, and I thought he was a really good support for Whitney. And I thought he looked good, and he looked confident. Mm-hmm. When it came to the eyes, I was like that, like a little bit like, what's going on?
Yeah. Girl, and the hamburger, but slay me.
Other than that,
she was savage.
You was savage, but you is right.
You is right, but you was savage.
I love you.
You know what, I actually said this last week. I don't know if y'all remember. But I said, watch out for Chris and Whitney, because they're one of my favorites. And again, they proved last night. And he even said, he made a comment that, you know, so much work went into that, and you really saw it in the dance. I mean, y'all, and let me speak about this. Like we talked about, it's not always about the dance, it's about the story. And he started opening up about his ADHD.
Which I thought was really interesting.
I felt more connected to him after he talked about that. So just, you know, he's getting more fans. Keep it going, Chris.
I'm sorry, I just have to clarify, because in the group chat, people are saying, how should his hands be? Thank you, Sharon, for giving me that. I'm technically trained, and your hands should have a little bit...
They should be like this.
Yeah, a little bit of a posture in it, but more relaxed. This is too much attitude added to your hand. So
no,
that's where
no,
that's what
no
should be.
Thumb.
Yeah, no, no thumb. The thing is, yeah, no thumb. I can't like do it. I just want to show you guys, but yeah.
This should be.
Just be extended. It doesn't have to be bad.
Me and you got that thing about the hands. Remember last week I was like, why is the hand like this?
Yeah.
The hand polices.
We are the hand police for real.
Watch out. Chris, if you're listening to this, wash your hands
Huh? Oh, yes, absolutely. So your hand should just not include a thumb, is where that, where's that critique
don't
is.
Don't like the thumb.
It should not include a thumb. Ooh, that's hilarious.
I'm
okay.
Done. All right, well, the judges, they liked it. We got the first nine of the season, which he actually corrected Erin on. She was like, no, and he was like, oh, no, I know. I got a nine. So we got a 9, 3/8, total of 33. I think he's one to watch in this competition. Scotty, I'm with you.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. And up until this point, that was the highest score of the night. I mean, granted, it was only the fourth dance, but he's doing it. Looking good.
He's looking good. Okay, next up, I just love talking about her. Tanya and Sasha doing Redneck Woman, and it was a quick step. Carla,
You're going to defer to me? Okay.
I got to make some comments about a bear, but I'm going to wait to the end.
Okay. So let me just say, I love the fact that they chose Redneck Woman for Tanya Harding to dance to, because she is a country girl from day one. Miss Thing is chopping wood. She's using those buzz saws with the electricity on them. You know, she's driving a big old pickup truck. I'm like, yes, yep. You better be dancing to Redneck Woman, Diva. But the other thing is that I love how in her package she's like, America's going to get to see another side of me, Miss Thing. We all know you a redneck woman. We know
we
you
from saw I, Tanya.
We ain't seen another side of you. We seen what we already know. But you know what? She had so much fun. She looked like she was having a time of her life. Mm-hmm. She looked relaxed. She was having fun. And she just... It was nice to see her kind of just put her guard down and kind of put some of that emotion of, I didn't, you know, I can't do the Olympics anymore right. behind. Like, it wasn't, this week wasn't all about her. I can't do the Olympics anymore, but I'm doing Dancing with the Stars. So it was really good to see it. Now, let's get to when we started to watch it, I told my cohorts, I'm like, just concentrate on her dancing because... You're going to just concentrate on her dancing. And then that bear came out. And now I will defer to Morgan. Gosh.
Okay, I'm going to start on this bear. First of all, as someone who was raised rather in the country, bears are not in the country. So can we get, like, maybe a horse, like a hog or something?
A deer.
I would like ABC to note that bears are not country. So I was very distracted by that. But other than that, okay, I literally need to talk to that bear. It angers me. But what a fun dance. Like, I smiled the whole time. And her footwork
was impeccable.
It was so sharp, so clean. And it was fun. I feel like she's, like, the first person who's really showed a lot of facial expression. I think that's what kind of captured me in this dance. So, Tanya, love it. Hate the bear.
Yeah, she definitely has some many facial expressions.
She had a wide array of facials.
And Carla, I gotta agree with you, and I think that's really good on Sasha's part. You know, coming in second week, first week she had a great week, energy's high, emotions are high. Second week, you don't know what's gonna happen. So Sasha puts her in a situation where she does feel comfortable, where she will present her most natural self, and I think it showed. And I think, mm-hmm. you know, really great on his part, and she did a great job.
I loved the bear, you guys. I don't care. I don't care if there's no bears in the country. I don't care, you guys. Okay,
surprise! It was Teague in the bear costume.
I wish. No,
the bear didn't bother me. I was just like, you might want to not concentrate on the
no,
bear.
No, no, no. It was good for me. I liked. It completed the dance for me. It was so fun and it was so cute and it like. Oh, I was obsessed with the facial bear. Yes, we're watching some facials by her right now. I loved the bear. I thought it was a cute tie-in. And I thought, well, even though it doesn't go with the theme. But I thought it was very well done. And I also thought it was kind of funny at the end where she had Sasha and then she throws him down. Mm-hmm. Which, did that feel like, I don't know, a little bit deja vu-y? I don't know, because...
I'm not going to go there.
Okay, I just feel like I thought it was just an interesting touch to push him down. I thought it was cute. I loved it. And right. The bear was my favorite part of the whole show. So, there you go.
Can our viewers, can we take a poll? Can someone comment whether they like the bear or not? I really need to
know. Yeah, we'll ask the live chat. Yeah, live chat, what do you think about the bear?
Hit us with the bear comments.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and here they go.
Here they go.
Teague, they better be agreeing with me.
I will keep you updated on bear comments.
Okay. So scores, we saw another 9. So 3 8s, a 9 from Rashad, total of 33. Honestly, I would have liked to seen like one more 9 in there. I thought it was good.
I thought it was really good. I would have liked to have seen another 9.
I feel like they're being a little harsh on her, but
you think?
Well, score-wise, I feel like
I think they're being okay.
Okay, okay. I see it. I mean, they did give really good. They gave her good commentary,
and they gave her good scores last week too.
That's true. All right. Okay.
They haven't thrown her like a bad score. Would be giving her like a 6.
That's true.
Saying something slight, but they didn't do that.
That's true. Okay. And I feel like she'll be around for a while. All right. Next up, Mariah and Alan. It's a Small World. They did a foxtrot, beautiful Disney themed. Honestly. All I wrote was beautiful and wow.
Yeah.
Just elegant, poised. Everything was so precise about that. I feel like even, like, the judges said, like, the tips of her fingertips we did not see the hamburger hands. And I thought it was really good. I really enjoyed it. And that dress, I'm like, can I go back to prom and wear your light up dress?
Maybe. I know. Right? It was flawless. It was absolutely flawless. And the whole time she was dancing, she looked like she was floating on air. And it was really nice to see Mariah in her package be a little vulnerable, because she's so used to having that edge of at being an ice skater and an Olympian, that, you know, where you're not supposed to show, you know, facial expressions as a competitor. It was really nice to see her let her guard down so that we didn't think she was, you know, the ice queen for real.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it was nice to see her be a little softer, I guess is the word I'm looking for. But it was flawless. That was the best dance of the night for me.
Totally.
Mm-hmm. It was crazy. I was really surprised that she was so upset with her scores last week. She did really well. So I was like, what the heck? Like, why? She was really, I mean, she's clearly, yeah, right. It seems like she's a perfectionist. And we were also commenting, we thought that she was younger, but she's 25, right? So I thought it was interesting that she was so affected by that. But that's a true competitor, I guess.
And she is so funny. You know, I think she's hilarious. But I do agree with you, Carla. Her opening up showed a different side of her, whereas last week maybe her comments kind of came across as arrogant, rude, cocky, whatever.
All of that.
And yeah, right. and so this kind of opened up and made me like her more, you know? Yes. And I agree, beautiful dance. And the first 10 of the season.
Oh, hey! Right!
Yeah,
so we got the first perfect score of the season from Rashad. So we got 3 9s, a 10, a total of 37. So they took the cake with the highest score of the night so far. And you can just tell she was so excited.
Yes, she
oh,
was.
Bless her. Mm-hmm. She needed that. She
also,
needed that.
Hey, quote of the night, she's a valley girl trying to become a ballroom dancer. That's who that is.
Girl, I feel you.
Aren't we all?
Nice analogy for life.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we have some... We have some interesting comments in the group chat.
Ooh, okay, do tell.
Loved by you, my favorite girl. She said, is it me or were those tears real? Or were those me tears?
No, not the glycerin.
Ooh, that makes me think.
There are some questions, and we also were like, what?
Let me ask you, when you say that, when I saw that one tear, that was a thick tear.
Okay, that's going a little too far.
Come on now.
Hey, I don't know.
But honestly, that makes me wonder, like, did she watch last week and be like, ooh, I came off a little icy?
I could see that. PR people are like, hey, we need to see you a little bit more vulnerable this week.
Carla, you're
right. Can you do that? Carla?
I'm saying you're on to something when you said it. You're right, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know. They could have gave her some glycerin tears, but glycerin tears are not going to be that thick.
Yeah. No, it was
glycerin. Weird. Glycerin tears are going to look like, you know, when you put eye drops in your eyes, it'll come down looking exactly like that if it comes down at all. Sometimes you use those glycerin tears and it kind of stops right here. It kind of stops right there.
No, they were definitely... And, I mean, she even said it, too, coming from an ice skating world where she is... An Olympian.
That's true.
This is such a new learning curve, so it's got to be super difficult.
Guys, we've got conspiracies tonight. There's a lot of things going on. All right, second to last dance of the night, Arike and Gleb did a foxtrot to What About Us. You know what? Okay, she looked beautiful. Let's start with that.
Yes.
Looked stunning. My favorite part of the night was watching her mom see her come out of that trailer. She looked stunning. We got to see her in the heels. I thought it was beautiful, but to me, it just wasn't my favorite of the night. I think she just looked a little distracted. Like, the whole time, I was like, she knows she has finals. She knows she has to go take a test. She wants to go take that test. I just didn't feel that much from her, but agree, disagree?
I agree, and what I would say about her is I feel like when I watch her dance, I don't think it's so much that she's distracted. She's a ball player, and again, with these athletes, a lot of them, depending on what sport they're in, they cannot let stuff show on their face. If you're a basketball player and you're trying to make a shot and somebody sees that see this on your face, like, I'm about to make this shot, yo! You know? I mean, you know, you're going to lose it for your team. So I think she's used to having that game face on, and I think if somebody had just said to her one time, you need to work on your acting. Think about what you're dancing to. Think about what this means to you. Even when he said it in the piece, think about how this would make you feel if you would, you know, put this in another context. And I think if somebody had just said something to her about the acting, it would have made a difference for her, because when she smiles, she lights up the
beautiful
room. She
has the smile.
Most beautiful smile. Mm-hmm. And I kind of loved her for throwing on the heel. She said, you know, I'm a competitor. I'm not trying to disappoint the people. I'm like, well, yeah. All right, girl. Go for it.
Right. I think that the heels did add a lot to her performance. I think it was great because she was less in the floor. She was a little bit more uppity, which was great for her. I think the posture thing is something she still needs to work on. However, I did love that she opened the conversation about women athletes being equal to male athletes. I think that's something that isn't talked about a lot, and I think it was cool to hear her perspective a little bit. I hope it starts a bigger conversation, because it's crazy what even professional basketball women versus men. It's like percentages are absolutely mind-boggling. So. You know, hopefully that gets the conversation going, and I thought she's a really good representative for female athletes, so I think it's cool for her to be on the show.
You know what's interesting about that, just to piggyback on what you said? What's really interesting about that is that Robin Roberts, who is the lead anchor on Good Morning America, her career started in basketball.
Did it really?
Wow. Yes.
Wait.
Yes.
What?
Miss Thing was a basketball player. That's what she did. She used to do the sports segment for Good Morning America back in the day. Yes, yes, yes.
Wow.
So, I mean, this is a conversation that's been going on for decades, but it's happening a little bit more out in the open. So let's hope that it keeps going and eventually it's not a women's basketball team or a female basketball team. It's just a basketball team.
Right.
You know
exactly.
What I mean?
Preach.
Scotty, okay, I'm sorry, Scotty. Back to the males. What are you there?
Sorry. Y'all pretty much covered it all. but I agree. I think it was good on Gleb's part too. Again, like you said, give her what this song means to you, you could tell that really, like you said,
it
made a difference. And for her to just come out of her comfort zone and to go out there and to do what she did was really touching. And even Carrie Ann said that she was crying. It was pure magic. I liked it. I couldn't keep my eyes off it. It was beautiful to watch.
Yeah.
Whether she missed a couple of steps or not.
Right.
You know?
And also people are mentioning my favorite girl. She said, I feel bad for Arike. She can't promote herself at all, and she can't do anything Dancing with the Stars related. That must be so frustrating for her. So we forget that's also affects her.
We talked about a little bit. To vote or anything.
The NCAA has a lot of rules,
NCAA.
That's too bad. I mean, that's only a rule when you're an active player, right?
Yes.
It's not in effect
in college.
That sucks.
So, I mean, we'll definitely bring that up at the end, but I would love to know how the results would differ had she be able, go on her Instagram and be like, vote for me, and get all of her fans, because that's a big part. These people are campaigning on Twitter and Instagram every single day.
I think it would have made a huge difference.
Interesting. Well, the judges, they liked it. She got 3 8s and 9 from Rashad, total of 33, so one of the higher scores of the night. You go, girl. And then our last dance, we have Adam and Jenna with a quick step to Make Way. Just so precise.
Precise, beautiful.
You know what about him? He is so good at working that camera. He knows exactly where the camera is, when to hit, what facial to make. He's just an all-around amazing performer. I'm sorry. I still think he's going to win this whole entire show. I'm saying it now. But Carla, you take it away.
All right, Morgan.
Take it away.
I love when you do that. Take it away. You know, I like Adam and Jenna. But this wasn't my favorite dance of theirs. It just wasn't. I thought his footwork was exemplary. Mm-hmm. There was that one moment where that foot was like, pop, pop. I was like, well, okay, Adam, you better be sharp with that footwork, and those toes better be pointed. But that suit, honey, you know, I'm always talking about people's clothes. He looked like the Joker. I couldn't with that suit. I'm like, I can't.
We'll get to Scotty.
I can't.
On that suit.
And then there were a couple of times, and I don't know if it was because he was traveling with Mariah and they were doing the Dancing on Ice tour or what. There were a couple of times where he turned where he was kind of out of balance. He was kind of off balance a little bit, which as an ice skater, you should never be turning and be out of balance. So I think the fatigue is starting to hit him just a little bit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, it was...
That's how I feel. It was
what?
No, you guys, here's the deal. Here's what adds. It's frustrating for me because I think all the pieces are there. I loved the costume. I thought the choreography was good. I thought I liked Jenna. But it just, I think it's like when you're growing up and you have that teacher that's like, I only am hard on you because I know you're good. And that's how I feel about him. I'm only hard on him because I just want to see just a little bit more. Mm-hmm. I know he's so incredibly talented, and he's clearly executing what he's given perfectly. So mm-hmm. that's great, and I love that, and he's still doing incredibly well. And so you can't fault him. However, I just know that there's so many tricks. I mean, I know, fine, he can't put tricks in a quick step, really, but... I just want
to. See him do a trick every day.
Oh my gosh, I want the trick.
You know it's going to be amazing.
But I just
freestyle, baby. When they get to that freestyle.
But I want to touch on something you said while we were watching, because I know you mentioned Jenna's choreography and I can't speak choreography. Do you think that's what's kind of holding him back?
I don't know. I don't know if it's Jenna's choreography or maybe it's just the styles they've been working with. They haven't been able to showcase him as well. Okay. But I want to see more of him and his personality because he has such a big personality and I'm not seeing it on the dance floor as much as I am when he's like behind the scenes and all that stuff. So...
Ladies,
he's doing great.
Let me just say that they got
back. He's like ladies.
Him and Mariah, they were on Stars on Ice. You said they got back on Monday, the day of the show. Mm-hmm. He's had the top score both weeks. What more? And he had an amazing suit. What more do you want? What more can he do?
I'm with you, Scotty. I thought he was great.
He had a 37 out of 40.
We're not saying that he sucked.
No,
we're saying that I think we're both saying the same thing.
Yeah.
I think Teague and I are both saying, and correct me if I'm wrong,
yep.
that he's fantabulous. There's no doubt about that. We agree. We all at this table agree about that. What I'm feeling, though, is that he's being held back. And let's just address the elephant on the dance floor. Miss Jenna, Miss Thing is cute, and she can dance and choreograph her butt off, but I feel like a lot of the times, she choreographs to her own strength and not her partner's strength. Mm-hmm. Teague and I did So You Think You Can Dance last season, and we saw that happen continuously on that show, and we see it, and I see it, I don't know about anybody else, but I see it happening on Dance with the Stars, too. So I'm just like, you know, you might want to, you know, hang your dance shoes up for a second and, you know, share, you know, let your partner shine. This is not about you. It's about your partner. It's about us seeing your partner do tricks. That's good that you can kick yourself in the head. It's good that you can twirl your dress around. But you know what I'm saying? But I need to see your partner be showcased and see the tricks and flips that he can do, not you.
Mm.
Okay. I'm sipping.
Sip. Love the tea.
Absolutely.
Honestly, now that you bring it up, it's an interesting point to watch for in the upcoming weeks to see.
Watch.
Will she continue? Because now that you do say it, it makes kind of wheels start to turn.
Yes.
But okay, well, they got 3 9s and a 10, another perfect 10 of the season for a total of 37. So he is now tied for the top score
with Mariah,
with the two ice skaters. So we'll see who takes it. But next up, we got. I'm going to get a little poll from everyone. So we had two team dances. We had team 1950s tennis, and then we had team 1970s football. Which dance are y'all, football or tennis?
Football.
Team?
Football.
Scotty?
I like football.
All right, I'm also football, so poor team tennis.
Oh, team tennis.
we'll touch on each dance. So the first team was Chris and Whitney, Josh and Sharna, Kareem and Lindsay, and Tanya and Sasha. I mean, I get they didn't have a lot of time, but to me, it was just kind of slow and awkward.
It was a hot buttered mess is what it was.
That's a better word than awkward.
It was a hot buttered mess. They sat there and they put poor Kareem Abdul-Jabbar in the middle like a statue that was being erected to Dancing with the Stars and ripping clothes off of him like that was some big reveal. I'm like, and then having him turn to the left, having him turn to the right. It's like he proved he can do a little shimmy. Like, that's
give
what I'm saying.
Something.
Jenna choreographed that one too, didn't she?
No, she was the next one.
Okay. But whoever choreographed that, it's like, y'all, let everybody have a moment to shine. He was the only person in that team dance that didn't have a moment. They just had him standing in the center, and the judges, bless their heart, they were so incredibly kind and supportive by saying everybody held their own and, you know, good for y'all. I'm like, mm-mm. And somebody actually said it was witty and imaginative. And
yeah, the judges gave them great feedback.
I'm like, what dance were you looking at?
Well, I did like the idea, the tennis. I mean, that was kind of cool. And I will say, with Kareem, I think these are athletes. They're trying to win. They're trying to get the best score of the night. How can they do that? Well, let's put Kareem Abdul-Jabbar in the middle. Make him the coach. Make him, you know, he doesn't got to do all the other stuff that they do. You know,
I agree with putting him in the middle as coach, but it's just like he wasn't dancing. Like, we didn't see. It was like, turn.
But when he did, you guys, when he did... He shimmied his way into our hearts.
Did he shimmy in the tennis one?
Yes, he shimmied. There was a group shimmy.
Okay.
And he shimmied right into my heart again because I love me some cream. So I loved it. I thought it was very cute and witty. You know what? Well, my biggest takeaway was that, tell me if I'm wrong or if I'm right, Tanya Harding looks a little bit like Amy Schumer. You guys.
Wow. Oh.
Please. She
with
that ponytail. I was like, girl, is that Amy Schumer?
Up top, yes.
I thought that was interesting. But anyway.
Doppelganger.
I thought the choreography was meant to kind of divert the eye, so it was interesting. It was kind of, there's a lot going on. It was cute, and I liked the kitschy little let's play tennis. Mm-hmm. And the sound effects were cute. It
was a little sloppy.
Was sloppy, but I would almost argue team football was sloppy, but more under. Guys. Oh my gosh!
Oh, wow!
Look at this, Amy Schumer, Tanya Harding.
Amy Schumer is Tanya Harding.
Yeah,
I know. You guys,
we've never seen them in the same room together.
Yeah.
Just
saying.
Oh my God. I'm thrown off.
Good call.
She was literally like, she was like, maybe she's her mom secretly. I don't know. Okay,
conspiracy theory.
LOL. Ooh. Scotty, what did you think of Team Tennis?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, it was creative and cool, but you could definitely tell that they didn't spend as much time as they should have. And we saw that.
I understand. I guess they're busy. They're athletes. I get it. But the scores, I feel like the judges were very lenient. 3-8 and a 9 for a total of 33. Mm-hmm. I think a 7 should have been thrown in there. But, you know, we're being nice. It's team. They worked hard. You got to give them that.
Mm-hmm.
Next, we have Team 1970s Football to Instant Replay. This was Adam and Jenna, Arike and Gleb, Jenny and Keo, Marai and Alan. I like this. I thought this was good. I thought this kind of played to everyone's strength. They had some fun moments. What did you guys think?
I loved it. I loved all the little disco moves. I loved the music, Instant Replay. That song, Instant Replay, just made you want to go, Instant Replay. It just made you go, ow, shimmy. And I liked all the choreography. I just really enjoyed it. But, you know, of course, when they hopped out in those Afro wigs, I was like, why does everybody but the black man look good in the Afro wig?
Like a little lopsided.
Baby, Keo's Afro was like, it was too short for his head. It stopped up by his ears. I'm like, can y'all get a brother a nice size Afro? He's just like Little Orphan Annie, the black version. I was like, what is happening? I don't understand what's going on.
I can't.
But oh, I love it. T, take it away.
I thought it was very cute. I loved the theme. It was really well done. I will say, though, I'm surprised you guys didn't. Arike and Jenny didn't know what was going on.
Oh, my sweet baby Jesus. Yeah, I forgot about Jenny. Yeah.
For the girl breakdown part when they were right in front of the judges, they were on the ends, and they both were, like, side-eyeing, like, is this the body roll part?
Or
is
can we get it, like, somebody just replay Jenny?
So, but I think it was very cute. I thought that it was a fun, I love that song. I thought it was a fun dance, and there was a lot going on, so it was good. And I kind of didn't mind the mistakes. I was surprised by the scores, though, like, after seeing all those mistakes.
Yeah.
Because they were scored really high. But maybe, in retrospect, they'll be like, wait a second.
Right.
You know, I think it was scored high because it's like we've been saying. They got into the... It was the fun of the situation.
Yeah,
they were entertained. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they always talk about how whenever they're entertained by something, they have a tendency to score higher.
Exactly.
Even when it's a couple dance.
Yeah, so the dance was okay, but, like, everything, the afros, that made me laugh. Like, we were invested in it, which I think is why they got a higher score, you know?
Mm-hmm. Speaking of scores, we saw another perfect 10 with this. There's 3 9s, a 10 from Rashad, 37. So, I mean, team football clearly won this dance off. But, you know, we'll see. Now let's move on to eliminations. Womp womp.
Okay. Womp womp.
So, guys, up for Jeopardy, we had Kareem and Lindsay, Chris and Whitney, Arike and Gleb. Did you guys agree with this? Do we think this was a fair bottom three?
I don't.
Really?
Don't.
Who do you think should be there?
Well, I think Kareem and Lindsay, Gleb, but I think Jenny.
Yeah, I agree with that. I didn't know.
That's a good point.
Chris and Whitney.
Chris shouldn't have been there.
No.
No.
Well, does anyone know, does she have a giant fan base? Like, you know, where are the votes? I would love to know.
And I think it's important to remember this, y'all. Who watches the show, you know, who is the audience, right?
Mm-hmm.
And just who she is as a person. Like, her not going with that song, people love that. You know, people love that. They're going to vote for that woman who can stand her own and follow her heart, you know?
Right. If we knew what the song was.
Right.
She seems like a really nice person. She's a family person, you know? She said
being family-oriented helps.
Yeah, I think her being family-oriented really is immensely helpful for her. And I think that the fact that in her beginning package, when we first saw her, she said that, you know, if she had to choose, she would choose her farm and her kids and her husband over everything else. And that is, like you said, Scotty, people resonate with that. That watch Dance, because like you, it's like you also said, when people watch Dancing with the Stars, they not only resonate with the dances and the contestants, but they resonate with the stories and the struggles and the things that people overcome in the process of them doing the show. So I think it's all of that with her.
Yeah.
Totally.
Well, so the two who went home, unfortunately, Kareem and Lindsay and Arike and Gleb, tears. But I would like to say that I called this last week. I thought Kareem was going home. Which I'm going to miss him, but
yeah, I will too.
I think there's stronger dancers. I would love to see him stay, but R.I.P.
Let me just say that, hey, Arike was happy to go home.
Ooh, honey, she was like, ooh, I get you ready for them finals.
She said, get me on a flight, get me back to class.
I know she was about tired of hopping on them red eyes. Oh, I would have been.
Sure.
But let me just say this. You know, it is incredibly, I said this outside, it's incredibly difficult to be in college doing finals, flying back and forth, and trying to do a dance competition.
Mm. Two dances this week.
And that's two nice. And they had two dances this week. That's a lot going on. Wow. So, you know, applause, honey, because that was a lot going on.
Seriously. Well, before we wrap up and do predictions for next week, Teague, we love everyone, first of all, on YouTube. Everyone who comments.
Oh, yeah.
Comments,
yes.
You guys, loved by you.
Yes.
Really love you.
Listen to this.
Okay, we're going to do some shout-outs.
Shout out time.
I love it.
You better be all up on the mic like,
hey,
like DJ T.
Okay, you guys, we're going to shout some of you guys out that are in the live chat right now because you are seriously amazing. You're so great, and we appreciate you guys being with us every week and also just being in the comment section and also being in the live chat. We just seriously love you guys. So, we're going to, Louisa, love you. Marky Fry, we've got Nella. We've got Loved By You, my girl. And we have got Rodder13, if I said that wrong, I'm sorry. And then let's look at a few other ones. You guys are just really seriously great. And I am a bit unorganized. Sharon is also with us.
Sharon.
Hey, girl. thank you guys so much again. You guys are amazing.
We love it. And especially, guys, even if you disagree with us or if you don't like something we said, let us know. We love it. We love hearing opposing viewpoints. Keep it coming. Keep commenting. Give us a thumbs up. We love you guys. Real quick, before we wrap up, let's do predictions for next week. Who do we think is going home in week 3?
I'll let somebody else go first.
I'm going to go first. I'm
go, Scotty.
First
oh, Scotty. Take it.
Hey,
Scotty.
I love the story, but Jenny and Keo got to go. They got to go. I think they're going home. Yeah, I think they're going home. And then I'm going to pick another one. I'm going to say, I'm going to say Josh and Sharna.
Really?
We're going to go home?
I'm going to pick
really?
It. Come on.
Okay. You know what? Okay. I might agree with you only because that makes a really interesting finale. With the two skaters going head to head.
Next week is a semifinal.
Well, they're
going
to go head to head. They've tied.
Right. But I just want to see it. I just want to see it get even more intense.
Gritty.
Yeah.
You just want to see Adam do some tricks. Let's be real.
Yeah, that's true. Do a backflip. Do a trick.
See, what do you think?
So I kind of agree with Scotty. I think I kind of want that to happen that way. Although I do really like Josh and Sharna.
Mm-hmm.
So, but even if they don't end up like winning, I'm sure they're going to get married. I don't know. So it's fine. I feel like they're like dating right now.
Honeymoon. All right, Carla.
So it doesn't matter. Ooh,
Jesus. Okay.
They'll be together for a while.
I agree with Scotty that that Jenny's probably going to get the booty boot boot. I don't, she is. I don't know who the second person might be.
It's hard.
I don't know because everybody else is kind of on it. I mean, even though Josh and Sharna had a week this week, that made no damn sense. But anyway, even though they weren't as stellar as they could have been, I should say, I don't know. I don't know if I want to see them go home, but I definitely say Jenny's going.
Yeah. I would have to say definitely Jenny, and I'm going to go for a wild card to say I think Chris is going to go. I think he did awesome, but I'm thinking football fans versus Luge. I think maybe Josh might have a little uppity with the fan. I don't know. We'll see, but that's going to be my prediction for next week.
No way.
But we'll see. We'll see. We will see you guys all next week. Thank you so much for watching. Once again, I'm your host, Morgan Ouellette. You can find me on Twitter, everywhere, at Morgan_Ouellette.
And you can find me, Carla Renata, across all social media platforms, at The Curvy Critic.
And you can also find me, Teague Julie Panko, at Teague DP, T-I-E-G-E-D-P. I'll see you there.
And you can find me, Scotty Jordan, at Scotty Jordan 88.
Thank you guys. See you next week.
Bye.
Woo. From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.